My dear friends, I cannot tell you how much joy it gives me, I of all people, to be able to stand here in the house of God and tell you my story. It makes me want to shout, Jesus cleansed me. He cleansed me. And indeed, for the first days and weeks after it happened, that's what I did, even though Jesus sternly ordered me not to. But now my story deserves a more dignified and thoughtful retelling, a more complete and thoughtful response. I was a leper. Perhaps you do not know the depth of horror and dread with which those words were spoken. It began with white spots on the skin, spots that spread, and mysterious sores that apparently had no cause, cuts and burns that I did not know had happened until I saw them there on my hands. Eventually, I could no longer hide it from myself nor from anyone else. I was taken to the priest. He examined me and pronounced that it was leprosy, that I was unclean, and that I must be removed from contact with people for fear that I would infect them. Leprosy, a social and spiritual death sentence. Never could I hug the members of my family. Never could I live in an inhabited area. Never could I gather with God's people at the temple to offer sacrifices for forgiveness and thanksgiving. At least the dead who die have peace. But the leper has to live within a body that is dying from the outside in, cut off from God, cut off from people, unclean. And as the body dies from the outside in, the soul and spirit are dying from the inside. Unclean! Unclean! I had to yell if people approached me too closely. No longer a man with a name or a person, just a defiled, dying body. And all who looked at me only with fear and dread, for fear that if they came too close to me, they too would be infected. They might become like me, defiled and unclean and cut off from people. So I was driven away from my family and friends and away from the house of God and hope. They were hard years, solitary years, years in which I prayed to a God who it seemed had abandoned me. For leprosy was like death, and to heal leprosy was an act only God himself was considered capable of. The anguish of those years I will leave behind and not tell you, for words cannot do justice to their depth. But even in isolation and solitude, I heard that there were changes afoot in Israel. Great things were happening, so it seemed. I heard first of John the Baptizer, who people told me, from a distance of course, was baptizing and calling people to repent. Then I heard of what Jesus was doing. The time has come, they said. Jesus is proclaiming the kingdom of God. He says we must repent and believe the good news. What good news was this? Rumors, and more than rumors, stories from people who saw with their own eyes that Jesus healed the sick and cast out demons and made people whole. I hungered for news of this Jesus, whose name means he saves. It seems that he was a great and mighty prophet, teaching the people, overturning the power of evil, and making people whole. Whenever travelers passed by, I would ask them for news of this Jesus. One person told me that in the synagogue, he said, there were many with leprosy in the days of Elisha the prophet, but none of them was healed, only Naaman the Syrian. When I heard that, I remembered the words of the scriptures and the story of Elisha the prophet, who healed Naaman the Syrian warrior, healed him of leprosy by sending him to wash 7 times in the Jordan River. And hope began to swell in my heart. Could the kingdom of God be a place in which even the living dead, such as myself, would be healed and cleansed? Jesus proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God. What could be good news for a leper but to be cleansed of the disease, to be restored to people and family and God and the house of God and forgiveness? And so, my friends, I determined in my heart that I would go to Jesus. I sought him out. He was not hard to find. His fame spread everywhere. Whenever he went to a town, people gathered. I waited on the road outside one of the towns that I knew Jesus was visiting. Then I saw a group of people coming out from the town. I went down towards the road. From force of habit, I called out, "Unclean! Unclean!" And I saw most of the people draw back in horror. But one did not recoil. That must be Jesus, I thought to myself. I went as close as I dared, not wanting to defile this holy man, this prophet of God, and I fell to my knees, and I called out to him at the top of my voice, "Jesus, if you are willing, you can make me clean." The longing in my voice was plain for all to hear. This, indeed, is faith. Simply coming to Jesus with nothing to offer and putting your life in his hands. I had hoped that Jesus would command me to do something, some ritual like Naaman was told to go and wash in the Jordan River, and that I would go and do the thing that he commanded, and then I would be cleansed. But what he actually did shocked me as much as anyone else there. He drew near to me. I could see tears of compassion glistening in his eyes. What was he doing? You could hear the gasp of indrawn breath from the whole crowd as Jesus reached out his hand and touched me, touched my unclean skin. Surely he would defile himself. What was he doing? I wept at his touch, the first human touch I had received for many years. And he said, "I am willing. Be clean." And I did not defile him. He cleansed me. My uncleanness did not infect him. His holiness infected me, so to speak. His holiness overcame my uncleanness. And my skin became as you see it today, as I stand before you in the house of God. "Say nothing about this to anyone," Jesus said to me. "Rather, go and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing. This will be a testimony to all people." But despite Jesus' words to me, the good news of what Jesus had done simply could not be contained. I laughed with joy. I shouted it out to everyone that I met as I ran towards Jerusalem, towards the house of God, for it to be declared by a priest what was already true. I was cleansed. I was whole. I could rejoin society, visit the house of God, be touched again, no longer an outcast, living death replaced by whole, joyful life. And from that day, I followed and listened to the stories I heard of Jesus, the coming of the kingdom of God. I heard that Jesus said to people, "Your sins are forgiven." And people were shocked. Who could forgive sins but God alone? That was God's province. I was not shocked. He touched me. He cleansed me. Who could heal a leper but God alone? Who could give life out of living death but God alone? Jesus could do all of these things. And I heard that he was hounded by the authorities and handed over to the Romans to be crucified. How could this be? I thought. But then I heard, joy of joys, for I know that it is true, that God raised him from death to life. Yes, just as Jesus raised me up from living death, such as leprosy. And I listened to his apostles, to those who saw him and touched him after he was raised from the dead. And I came to understand how Jesus could die on a cross like a criminal. It was because he was willing to be defiled. Just like when he touched me, he was willing to risk getting his hands dirty, was willing to risk defilement in order to cleanse and make holy. On the cross, I understood, he was willing to take on all the uncleanness and sin and death of the whole world. Wonder of wonders, in order to cleanse the world and make it holy. In order to cleanse me and make me holy. In order to cleanse you and make you holy. And I have come to know this. The kingdom of God breaks down all the barriers of social class, respectability, purity, holiness, cleanliness. Jesus is willing to touch all people and restore them, no matter their state. No matter your uncleanness, no matter your sin, no matter how death has begun working itself out in your own life, Jesus is willing and able to touch you and make you whole, restore you to people and to the very presence of God. And if you have been touched by Jesus, it is not because of your worthiness. Just as Jesus touching me was nothing to do with my worthiness. It was sheer grace. Sheer compassion which risked getting itself defiled in order to bring cleansing. And if you have been touched by Jesus, there is now no one that is untouchable for you. If you have been brought into the kingdom of God, no longer can you look down on any others or shun them or refuse to get your hands dirty for their sake. The kingdom of God, as I said, breaks down all barriers of class and race and respectability and status. Through Jesus, it brings good news to all people. I could not keep such good news to myself, even though Jesus commanded me not to tell. I pray this good news will sink so deep in your life that you will not be able to keep silent, even though Jesus has commanded you to tell. My dear friends, I cannot tell you how much joy it gives to me that I, of all people, may stand here in the house of God and tell you my story. I thank you for your hospitality in listening to me, and through me to Jesus who reaches out to touch you and says, I am willing, be clean. Amen. May it be so. Amen.